Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the June 4th, 2023 service at Plymouth, Trinity Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Mixon Weller.
You may stand in body or soul for the call to worship. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, what are humans that you care for them?
Yet you have made us a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor.
O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Let us worship God.
Next is the hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be a dome in the midst of the waters. Let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with a seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with a seed in it. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the dark. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind and the cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the grounds of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in it, in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. If God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitudes. And on the seventh day, God finished in the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because he had on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, Come Thou Almighty King.
Thank you.
scriptures were not evenly divided. Becky had over a chapter, and I will read to you four verses. So great job, Becky. So the gospel lesson today is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. And these are the very last four verses of the entire book of Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Can everyone hear me okay? Okay, great. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So this is the season for graduations. How many of you have graduates in the family? I know that you guys do. Raise your hand if you have a graduate. Yeah, several. Yeah. Well, we have a graduate in our house. She will graduate on Tuesday, and we're going to all survive. It's been a lot of fun. So speeches will be heard all over the country and the world at graduation. So most of them will hear encouraging words, you know, and they will be encouraged to go out into the world with gusto, ready to make a difference. So I read through the top 20 best speeches for graduation. And I really encourage you to, if you're bored or you're on a long trip, why not listen to those? They were so encouraging. Some of them didn't quite match up. Like Oprah said, you have to have a vision and a plan for your life. And others said, just go wherever life takes you. Okay, they don't exactly line up. But, you know, I guess we pivot during life. So a few of my favorite things from the speeches. I liked George Saunders at Syracuse University in 2013. He said, "Do those things that incline you toward the big questions and avoid the things that would reduce you and make you trivial. That luminous part of you that exists beyond personality is your soul. If you will, your soul is as bright and shining as any that has ever been, bright as Shakespeare's, bright as Gandhi's, bright as Mother Teresa's. Clear away everything that keeps you separate from this secret luminous place. Believe it exists, come to know it better, nurture it, share its fruits tirelessly." So other speeches talked a lot about being selfless or, you know, having goals for your life. But most had a theme of truly living and finding a purpose. So my all-time favorite one is from Mr. Rogers at Dartmouth in 2002. And I really encourage you to listen to his whole speech. It was just so beautiful. So he graduated in the late 1940s from Dartmouth. And he said that for a year, tuition, room, board, books, everything was $1,100 at Dartmouth. So times have changed. I thought that was pretty cool. But he looked around the campus and he said, "Over there, I had the meanest teacher that ever taught me. Over there, I had a professor that changed my life." He was the astronomy professor, and he looked for and found good in each student that he had. And he just changed Mr. Rogers' life. And he shared a story about the Seattle Special Olympics. So there was a race, and there were 9 racers lined up to race. And the gun went off, and they all started racing. And one little boy fell and skinned his knee and started crying. And the other 8 turned around to come comfort him. And one of them kissed his little owie, and they joined hands, they joined arms, and they completed the race together. And Mr. Rogers said, "Live life so that not just you win, but so everyone wins together." I thought that was such a great message for graduates of an Ivy League school, you know, to remember to think of others as well as yourself. He said, "Deep down, we know what matters in this life is more than just winning for ourselves. It means making sure others win too." So that was just a phenomenal speech that will bring most of us to tears. So another interesting thing about graduation is the songs about your alma mater. An alma mater in Latin means nourishing mother. So your school is thought to be your nourishing mother, who, you know, trains you and gets you ready for life. So my daughter will be graduating Tuesday. So I looked up her song. I'm sure she has no idea. I had no idea what my alma mater songs were. But the words for her school are, "High upon a hill so noble, challenging the eye, stands a school above all others, stands the West Lynn High. West Lynn High, to thee we shall ever be loyal and bold, striving always to do service for the green and the gold." And I'm sure she doesn't know those words. So in our gospel lesson today, I think Jesus was basically giving a graduation speech to his favorite students, the 11 disciples, and the word disciple means student. And so we are all students of Jesus. And if we think about the alma mater, that was the time they got to spend with Jesus, learning and listening to his words and seeing him in action, healing and forgiving and loving. Jesus spoke to them saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." So this graduation speech encouraged the students to go and make students of all nations. And if we remember, Matthew was really directed to a Jewish audience. And everything up until this point was, "I came first for the Jews." But now Jesus is saying, go into all the world, everywhere, and initiate them with the waters of baptism in the name of the Father, the creator of the whole universe, of the Son, God made flesh, who dwelt among us, and the Holy Spirit, who sustains all humanity, and who reminds us of everything that Jesus taught us. Kind of our little Cliff Notes inner voice reminding us, hey, love this person, do this. And the Holy Spirit also helps us to pray. "So remember, you students whom I taught," Jesus kind of said, "you do not go alone. I am with you always to the end of the age." I don't think there could be a better way to end a speech than that. Jesus' presence with us. So we are a part of the school of Jesus. We are students and disciples. And these words are for us to be encouraged and to continue to go to everyone we see, and whether in word or deed, live out the gospel by loving others and by by forgiving and by being that salt and light in the world. So we continue to learn and grow in our faith, living our lives built on the foundation of all that Jesus taught and abiding in the Holy Spirit and being taught lessons in ways we can hear them. That's what the Holy Spirit really does, is teaches each one of us in the way that we can each learn it. Which is kind of neat, kind of our tutor who knows our idiosyncrasies and knows what will mean something to each of us. So even the earliest disciples, when they were even in the presence of the risen Jesus, doubted. So it is not a shame to doubt at all. But Jesus wants you to keep coming back, even when you have those doubts. Keep engaging. Stay faithful, keep coming, because my goodness, you would expect out of all the times in the whole world, being in the presence of the risen Jesus, you would be sure of your faith, seeing one who died and rose again. So if they even doubted, you know, we will have our moments of doubt, but we will keep coming and we will have that undergirding of faith and belief. So you won't be turned away, we won't be turned away, when we bring all our thoughts and ponderings to God. We are so loved and so welcomed into the embrace of the Trinity. And there's nothing we can do to mess it up. Nothing. We can't mess it up. I love that. That's one of my favorite things about the gospel, is that we are unconditionally loved and that it is by grace that we are saved and that we are so grateful for that. And we grow in our faith out of gratitude for that truth. Well, let us continue to grow and to learn and to love others in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And every time we sing a hymn, every time we say a prayer, we're basically saying our alma mater song, our true nourishing mother, the triune God who created us, who redeemed us, who loves us, sustains us. There couldn't be anything better, and who goes with us now and always.
Next is the hymn, "There is a Wideness in God's Mercy."
There's a kindness in God.
Next is the hymn, Let Us Break Bread Together.
This week and now and forevermore. Amen.